Hi friends, we are learning this subject of advertising account planning. This is chapter 8, which is pertaining to media and media planning. Very important, selection of which media. Planning is execution, etc. That gets covered out here. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this with this learning objective that we set for ourselves. We need to understand various terms used in media and media planning, post which, how do you calculate effectiveness of your advertisement, differentiate between reach and frequency, these are the core media goals, construct a media plan, media and media planning, and finally, media planning related to the digital media. First, let's understand what is media. Let's look at the extreme right, where example of some of the mass media of communication is provided to you. Billboards, newspaper advertisements, radio, television, etc. So these are those bus stops, internet pop-ups, etc. These are the forms of advertisement and they are the media itself. Average, a person is exposed to approximately 2000 ads each week, and advertising industry is said to be spending $300 billion each year worldwide. Now, from that perspective, let's understand media. Media refers to a component or the platform of the mass media communication industry that is available for the advertiser to use to reach his target audience. Residents in isolated and rural area gets their share of exposure to mass media. So, media is supposed to be taking you to deep and wide population. It is an information age where most people still enjoy reading hard copy of the newspaper, books, magazines, etc. as a source of their both information and knowledge, and therefore it's a space equally available to the advertiser. In the digital age, up-to-date information is available on the demand, on demand at the touch of a button. So what it says is that digital media facilitates, I am watching, say, Insta. Suddenly, I want to know what has happened on the news front. Insta. So the moment I do that, I get that. Or I go to online app that I have for the various news portals. So this is like on demand, touch of a button, information is available. People expect to have instantaneous feed available, instantaneous access available. So updates are available. So knowledge is available through blogs, etc. Trends are being discussed on Twitter. So those aspects are the power that makes a media. So now, after you understand media and the certain dynamics related to it, we understand the types of media. There are essentially three types of media that are considered when building your media plan. First is paid media. This is a media that doesn't belong to you. It is a third party service that is available to you. They own it, and therefore, and they take a trouble to update, release, etc. Now you want a share of that space out there. Therefore, you have to pay for that. Now it on a digital this thing, if you see the banner ad space, you pay for it. Displayed, which comes when you search on the right hand side, etc. In the blog also the link has to come, that is a part of the affiliate marketing, but all these things are the paid media for which you have to pay for it, okay? And this is the most common way that you can reach it to the digital audience, okay? This gives you both reach and exposure. As a result, your sales can increase. The second is the own media. This is a media that you have developed. This is a digital platform that you have created on the internet, on the online platform, your own company's blog, your social media pages, okay, your own websites. By increasing the use of this company's own media, what you are doing, you are organically creating a content, you are organically spreading your brand awareness, etc. You are reaching, therefore, the right customers because you have done search engine optimization. And as you have done effective search engine marketing that drives the traffic to your own media so that you benefit. But that's an own media, so you don't pay for it. Third is the earned media. This is a media that refers to the publicity the brand gets out of what they keep doing it on the digital platform. it is either the content generated by the user, content generated by, say, news channel. They want to analyze the success of Dove brand. So they create a content. So they keep writing Dove, Dove in that. So your brand gets that rub off. So that's the earned media. So there's the three types of media. For example, about that third media, that is earned media. Customer review, media coverage, word of mouth that happens, all forms a part of earned media. This form of media is valuable because it often comes directly from the customer. And this feedback can be also helpful in improving the quality of your product and services, because they even sometimes criticize you. So by weighing the cost and benefit of each platform, the company can decide what resources and forms of media will best fit into their media plan. So we understood three types of media. This is that infographic representation of, we start with the paid media, that is traditional media, advertising, radio, digital also you have to pay for it. Own media, that is websites, blogs, social media, your own newsletter, and then finally the earned media, which is organic reach, organic search based, this thing, word of mouth, press gives you publicity, shares, people do share, reposting, etc. So those are those earned media. So let's know what is media planning. Media planning means an advertiser, as a agency, you have to suggest to marketeers or an advertiser what media, what channel, what space, what time, so the cost thereof and total number of, that is a total budget, but it will enable him to reach how many audience, how many, what is the reach that he will achieve, what is the exposure that he will get. Those facts when represented, that's a media planning. Media planning department overall of a, which comes under the agency, their role or their responsibilities are reach the right target customer. They have to ensure that whatever the advertisement or the media plan that is prepared enables targeting to the right consumer at the right time, in the right place, having right space being occupied, and need to be done in the most cost-effective manner. He should get optimum return. So, when you choose to the right media of promotion, sky is the limit. So, what it tries to tell you is, if you are really great about it, what you have done, then there is no looking back in terms of the response. The first newspaper ad was in 650 and the first ad agency was created in 1786 in London. So having understood essentially what is media planning very briefly, what is media brief, like a creative brief, here it's a comprehensive document which has to be prepared, which gives the media planner certain basic questions answered in terms of whom to reach. Okay, what is the purpose of reaching? What is the purpose of the campaign? What is an outcome that you are looking out of the advertising campaign when it is completed? So all those aspects that needs to be covered in what you call a media brief. So this is what it should include, essentially marketing information checklist. So what all market related information that you have to give. It also includes what you say, where there is a problem, market, what is the problem, etc. And what are you trying to solve the marketing problem, etc. So what is an expected outcome that you see? So you set a budget, you set the objective. What is the objective of a media? So if you see that consumers move through a AIDA state, attention, interest, desire and action. Now whether you are doing this to generate desire, whether you are, you know, trying to get the action, so that has to be really be clear. Product category information. This product falls under what category? Because then the media planner is able to objectively see the clutter in that category, how he has to then differentiate, or that's a unique category, so he has a lot of levers available. Every information about the geography, the location of your target audience, where they are available, etc. Seasonality, if any, any specific preference for the timing, etc. He will also critically evaluate. He may tell you, okay, no, don't get into the 9 p.m. zoner, you get into this, etc. That's a role that they have to play, but they need to know from you. And finally, everything about the target audience, literally the target audience profile has to be provided in the brief. This is one example of Media Brief by Grace Cookies. It's a kind of, it's an agency. Now, what does it cover? Quickly, I'm not going to say necessarily read the text. Why are we advertising? So that's the first point. Our cherished consumer. So whom are we advertising it for? So our target consumer's enemy. So this is like, temptation and guilt when they are cheated, etc. So that's any consumer's insight. So there are some hidden aspects, something that is in his psychographic, something that is to do with his lifestyle, etc. What does our consumer think now? What is the state in which they are? Okay, so what is their thinking when it comes to that portable category, that product, etc.? What do we want consumer to do? What is an action that you expect consumer to take? Or what is a shift that you want to bring in your consumer? Consumer most willing to engage. So, consumer work or after dinner or what is it? So, there's a time related aspect, behavior of his media consumption. Something about the brand. So, brand idea. So, whole aspects of brand idea, brand positioning that you have. What are the brand assets? So, brand assets is story of our New England family. So, here it's like icons, you know, it's like elements of the brand, brand color, brand symbol. They all form brand assets. So, that has to be highlighted. Our strategy, the proposed media strategy that has been given in the brief, which is budget, how media fits with creative, so that advertiser will give his perspective about how sees various media in the role of a creative there, and what is the delivery, brand's core strength, what is that you want to communicate about the brand core strengths, and then get the attention going. You will not see kind of a creative brief out here, the kind of language, tonality, etc. No, that is not part of it. It's a media related things. Now we enter into media planning, the categories of media planning. So you see, because there are different media available, there are media planning categories like a print media, broadcast media, specialty media, and other types of media. Print media is to do with everything that is printed and circulated among consumer, right from newspaper, magazine to mailers. Broadcast is all broadcasted media, which includes television, radio, OTT platforms, etc. Specialty media like inexpensive, useful items with a advertiser's name printed on them, like usually giveaways, you say free, like generally when you visit a retailer, he gives you something free, which is branded, etc. And other types of media, which is include, say, like sports arena, billboard, movie theater, bus depot, you know, bus stop signages, public places signages, etc. Balloons, you know, so to say, I'm just giving an example that used to be very popular media when I was a child. So, likewise, many other types of media that is available. In the broadcast or in that area, you can even discuss in place, in TV advertisement, etc. That is the brand placement related things also you can bring out. So, selection depends on, one is total budget you have, the second is the objective that you have, for which what is the reach and, you know, frequency that will be required. All this will make your finally media plan. What are the functions of media planning and the process? If I have to make you understand, functions are, media planner is to develop an understanding how consumer is going to interact with the brand if various specific media is selected, so that consumer accepts the brand as a essential solution provider. Use consumer's insight to create a meaningful interaction. Something their customer can see that what's in it for him. Work with the creative team to help them understand the media scenario and how the creative can be more effective in a particular media. Every medium has a creative challenge. He has to work, media planner has to work with the creative team to guide them. Prepare media brief that contains insight which leads to integrated campaign. That's very, very important. He has to prepare his media brief. And today the world is about integrated marketing communication. You cannot have a disjointed. You may use 10 media, but if they are not connected, interlinked to each other's role, then your campaign will fall flat. And finally, you have to determine the reach, negotiate with the media platforms to get the better deal, innovative solutions, etc. So that's what, like say gatefold, double gatefold, etc. Those are those innovative this thing. Process. So how does media planning go? It starts with analyzing the market. What is the current state of market, which is a complete understanding of market. This market understanding is from the point of view of use of media by that product category market. Establish media objective. Then you determine what is your media objective, which is reach, frequency, or reach first, frequency later. What is it? Develop media strategy. So what is the media strategy? Now that's where understanding of different roles of different media and then aligning the first will come here, next will come here, this will link like this to that another media, that media will increase brand awareness and comprehension, and then when linked to this it will create a persuasion, blah blah. So that's what is the entire aspect of media strategy. Scheduling. So implement the strategy includes scheduling, finalization of the schedule, and then actually giving away the material to respective channel to release your TV advertisement or commercials, so to say. And finally, evaluate the performance, for which you have to pre-agree with the advertiser what are the parameters on which performance will be measured, and then after the campaign give him the revised actual statistics, and then decide whether you helped, you succeeded, you didn't succeed, etc. There is a flow diagram of a media planning and related decisions that may be coming along. So the flow diagram, gives you the idea about select target market. So you start with your understanding of the target market, who they are, where they are, their media habits, etc. Then you determine your advertising objective. What is the objective with which advertisement is done? Awareness, inducement, excitement, action, expectations, etc. Having done that, that determination of an advertising budget then comes into picture. You are allocated total yearly budget, but you are doing a campaign in say month of June. Then you need to figure out how much that you can apportion for that particular campaign. Now from there, two further decisions comes in. One will go towards the creative side, where the agency will put the creative team to work. Same agency will put his media department to work. So they will get into media selection, they will get into media conversation, understand innovation possible, and finally they will evolve a media plan with the budget for you. Okay. Now both this together, agency and the advertiser will be able to determine likely effectiveness, for which they will evaluate parameters first, and when the ad is actually released, they will also evaluate actual effectiveness of the campaign. Now there are dotted lines which connects to, so that evaluation links to the advertising budget, so you are able to calculate return on investment. Evaluation links to the media, so appropriate selection or inappropriate selection, or what went right, what went wrong, etc., will get determined. So key decisions are marketing analysis, careful consideration about the market situation and the target market, including competitive landscape. Then advertising analysis, that is the fundamental advertising strategy that will help him to achieve marketing objective. And linked to that, the budgetary considerations are taken into account. Media strategy. Now, what kind of a media vehicle, media channel, and kind of creative required? Certain expectation of creative will also make certain media viable, suitable, certain media non-suitable. After having done this, you get into the complete scheduling, because each one has to play a vital role linking to the other advertisement getting released. So you have to really schedule it well, when, where, which platform. You have to primarily give the justification and measure of media success from your point of view, which advertiser will discuss with you. You will mutually agree about certain parameters and the value thereof. So this is the entire understanding of a decisions that has been taken. So let's understand the challenges in media planning. Planning and buying media at an advertising agency is a challenging task, because one hand you have to optimize, keeping the client interest in mind. That optimization of a budget is not at the cost of effectiveness. On the other end, you have to work with the media house to get the best deal. Best deal is not necessary every time a cost reduction. It is like some innovative solution, some understanding about effectiveness, some use of seasonality or some swing in the days where media, if he has a higher ads, they may charge you more, but they may tell you if you cannot shift it to this day, and you agree. So that's a trade-off that will come in. A lot of technological aspects needs to be considered in today's digital advertisement era, today's digital online, this thing. Broadcast is also interactive, you know, with the smart dish, direct to home interaction. Even broadcast media has become interactive. So in such case, you have to really understand each technological change, how that technological change gives you response advantage, and can you leverage that? Okay, using modern mass media, companies can instantly reach thousands of customers. Now, therefore, planning is very important, because once you release it, correctiveness is limited. Though the digital media even today offers a lot of scope for correctness, but what is gone by, kind of. So that's what is to be remembered. So a lot of thinking on planning is required. Changes in the advertising scenario, that is happening. There are rapid change that is happening. Shift is from the ad hoc advertising to integrated way of communication, integrated marketing communication. IMC requires harmonious integration between each media, taking advantage of role of each media: digital for engagement, print for information, TV for emotional connect. Taking that advantage, you plan your media plan. Second, globalization. Now, globalization, a company which is at a global scale, they have to decide whether one kind of advertisement is going to go to different part of the country, or they will have to localize. Ad for India or ad for the world will be for India. So that kind of thing. So like, for example, Adidas and this thing, you will see they will have one ad which is being played probably across different continents. But many companies have to customize their ad for a specific market. So even that is a challenge. New marketing communication technologies, social media, blogs, the content marketing, what is happening today. So without knowing the target customer, understanding target customer is also very critical. But the customer behaviors are changing very frequently vis-a-vis the rate of change which used to be in a non-digital area. They become less brand conscious. They become more need conscious, convenience conscious. They are unfocused. They are instantaneous result oriented. So in such case, how do you plan coverage of media, the time of coverage, etc.? Account planner, therefore, has to play that role. He is an intermediary. Okay, so he has to understand one side the customer challenges, expectations, and interpret that to his media team. The account planner also needs to understand the effectiveness parameter of different media. He should be able to support media plan's vision. Okay, he should be able to defend media plan prepared in a judicious basis. But if there is a need for him to change, he has to go back and work with his agency. Account planner helps the media team in overcoming these challenges. So media planner otherwise will have to lie low and just do what advertiser is asking him to do, which may be a little unhealthy. Now let's understand a role of account planner in media planning. Broadly, if you go to this particular infographics, right consumer, consumer at the right time, at the right place. So that is what media planner constantly, this is coming to you, that you have to approach right target customers at the right time, at the right place. So account planner acts as an advisor. He is an intermediary who guides the consumer insights to help his media channel understand the challenge and see that they develop a plan which meets the advertising objective, marketing communication objective, and guides with the consumer buying behavior. He has to give a complete understanding of consumers' buying behavior, not only buying behavior, about media behavior also. If the target audience understanding is not right, then the whole media exercise may fall flat. Account planner can communicate and act as a catalyst. He has to play that vital role. Creative team needs to understand the creative side of the target audience. Media planner needs to understand the media habit of the target audience. So this, both the things has to be shouldered by account planner. So account planner stops short of recommending what the message should be, and when the contact is finally made, he is like, he has to one side improvise agency and output, on the other hand he has to defend that if client is found to be not say like fully aligned with it. But you also see the contradiction in client's brief versus what has been produced. And finally, if you realize that what client is saying right, he has to also go back to his creative and media team to correct it. We continue to understand the role of account planner in media planning, where even fragmentation types are discussed. Fragmentation types, a media outlet fragmentation, audience attention fragmentation, media job handling fragmentation. So if the right consumer at the right time are chosen, still media planning can go wrong, okay, because right place is not chosen. So it may be so happen that consumer may not see your ad. Media planner is so dispersed today, and therefore it is known as media media various mediums are so dispersed. This is called as a media fragmentation. Fragmentation creates a range of new challenges. Therefore, there exists a scope where the account planner can pitch in and act as an interface and enables the media planner to understand challenges linked to various fragmentation, give him a direction, advice, etc. Okay, media outlet fragmentation with advanced media options, multiple media options that has been available. Each may look like able to play the vital role in your communication and advertising objective. He has to figure out whether all is required or one specific media is required or a set of few media is required. Audience attention fragmentation. Here what is happening? Ability to get attention of the audience when the advertisement is relayed. That is a challenge. Now, how does media planner overcome this? Now, media planner has found out some way, sometimes some way they even fail today. So for example, on the television, okay, television, a concept called double spotting, wherein in the same program, Indian Idol will see the Horlicks or say, you know, Complan 8 two, three times. So that possibility of missing at least once gets very less versus parallel plotting. So if generally, if you notice all these TV soap operas and all which run, they also break kind of equally across the channel. We have a habit, however, as a viewer, the moment this program's ad starts, we want to jump it to the other channel to see. Most often, we may just see something, but there also the advertisement will soon start. Now, advertiser has a choice with the media planner to block all the possible such spots. So at 9:10, I have booked myself at Colors, I have booked myself at Sony Live, I have booked myself on Star. So if the color audience jumps to Sony, he will still see my advertisement. So that's how the audience attention fragmentation can be handled. Media job handling fragmentation. Many components still have a, you know, many companies have still in-house marketing, still in-house production department, etc. Now that makes the handling media difficult. Media will handle with you differently versus media will handle with the agency differently. Also, there are other promotion mix. Now, tying up with that is very critical. So, things like public relation, they think themselves as a separate department. So, many times they have their own viewpoint which may not match with the media planner viewpoint, etc. So, that's all thing has to be finally sync and arrive at. This is media work plan. The goal of any media work plan is to obtain good media coverage. This plan really lists out how will you go about it. It also aids and directs the media planner in developing strategically sound media plan. It helps to get not only the good coverage, but development of the good media plan. and also gets the client involvement and agreement, because it is able to put really the objective achievement in a very logical way. An ideal media work plan should include the following: background, that is details of the client and the product, which is culled out from the creative brief; advertising objective, why are you creating this advertising campaign, okay, and objective is decided in the creative brief, what is it that creatives develop to achieve for you; target audience, so complete profile; geographic coverage, which area you think your customers are, and therefore you have to get that area coverage maximized; scheduling, so considering whether product has a seasonality, whether there is specific time of release, etc. Specific purchase cycle, for example, all consumer durables are found to have been purchased between 25th to 7th or 10th of the next month. The reason being, factory salaries and all come around 5th and 7th of the month, while the office salaries come on 1st of the month. And people who have a certain capital expenditure need have planned this before. It is not like most cases a impromptu discussion, because any which way, Indian consumers after 10th or after 12th spends the month leaving that out of the meager salary. So even that is very important. Timing, reach and frequency, what is required more, whether you want to reach more people, which is unduplicated view, or you want to expose more. Exposure is always required, that is frequency is always required, because more people see your ad, comprehension improves, recallability improves. Creative implications, is there a options available, or you have to use the same creative media or same digital media? Within that media, is there a new things possible? So those implications has to be understood. Budget, so what is that budget, what is budget going to get you, the cost of reaching 1,000 customers, that's how it is generally made, vis-a-vis the fund available in that perspective. Certain mandatory considerations, each advertisement has to be watched from legal perspective or controversial viewpoints, okay, so whether this kind of ads is allowed in the country, or is there any specific prohibition, or you are opening unwarranted Pandora's box by putting this creative, what it is. Measurement, that is how will you measure the success of this particular media campaign. So that's a media work plan. This will give a complete idea to guys to really get into your media planning very well. It will help him to get what you are wanting him to give you.